Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. So, dear scholar, we have been discussing about the relationships that we need to guide our children. You said about the relationship with self, relationship with others, relationship with wilaya. And in previous episode, you said that we also need to inculcate the relationship with environment. And you said, interestingly, that this relationship is related to wilaya. We would definitely want to know how.
Actually, when I say that, when I talk about the relationship with wilaya, it's not something which is separate from the other relationships. As I said, it is subsumed under the relationship with Allah Almighty. But which a relationship? The general, because as you remember, I have been saying that we have a special relationship with Allah Almighty.
Yes.
That is in the form of worships that we carry out.
Yeah.
Ritual practices, our prayers. Our
being
supplications.
Obedient. Being obedient.
Obedience is at the higher level.
True.
Obedience, when we talk about obedience, one is in Arabic, you say, you use the word ibadah,
yeah,
and ubudiyah.
True.
Ibadah refers to the special relationship.
All right.
Where we carry out certain practices,
mm-hmm,
rituals.
All right.
They call it liturgical worship in the form of prayers.
Yeah.
Namaz, as-salah, sawm, fasting,
yeah,
going for hajj. These are special activities that we carry out in relationship to with Allah Almighty.
True.
With a sincere purpose.
True.
They also, the relationship with the imams, the masumeen, plays its role in the form of tawassul.
True.
But at the higher level, when we have the relationship, the general relationship with Allah, that is ubudiyyah. That,
okay,
is being his servant, his slave, in his servitude. Obedience in all my activities, whether it is with myself,
mm-hmm,
the relationship with myself, the relationship with other human beings, the relationship with the environment.
Okay.
And even
so
the
it
special...
encompasses all
it
that.
It encompasses all that.
All
the
right.
General relationship which we have with Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Which covers all relationships.
True.
The special, it covers the special relationship.
Yeah.
And it covers the other three relationships. So everything is done under the umbrella of Tawheed. And
right.
Our attachment to Allah Almighty. And wilaya is an extension of that general authority that Allah has over us in all our activities.
True.
So Tawheed, our relationship with Allah Almighty, our relationship with wilaya is something which is, as we call it, a cross-cutting theme.
Okay.
Which is present in each and every aspect of our lives.
Yeah.
Our holding, look, when we talk about Karbala.
Yeah.
And we find people trying to avoid Imam Hussein.
Yes.
Imam Hussein calls them, invites them. but they avoid Imam Hussein. They try to, they love Imam Hussein. They adore Imam Hussein and they abhor Yazid. But their personal interests,
they fail to come
do
up.
Not allow them to sacrifice themselves for Imam Hussein and Imam Hussein's mission.
True. All right. So here's a big
even
lesson.
Being a lover of Imam Hussein is not enough.
All right. So here's a big lesson. Like, just love is not enough. You need to have much more than love for Ahlul Bayt.
You need to have a commitment
exactly.
to the mission.
Yeah.
You need to be able to sacrifice your personal interests.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Nakawi with us, and we are discussing about the relationships that need to be inculcated in our children. And right now we're talking about the relationship with environment.
Before that, we go on to the environment. I'll just try to, as I claim, that wilaya is something which is of a cross-cutting, it is a cross-cutting theme. Even when we're praying, offering prayers, salah, the best form of salah is in jama'ah, congregational prayers.
True.
There, again, we have this concept of imamat being inculcated in us. And if we take our children to the congregational prayers,
yeah.
that discipline that is being taught to us, that while we are communicating with Allah Almighty in a special way,
yeah.
In spite of that special relationship that we are conducting or managing with Allah Almighty,
yeah.
in the same breath we are following the imam.
We are doing obedience.
The imam, the prayer leader is in front of us.
And we are following.
And we're following him.
Yeah.
And each and every action of ours is in harmony with him.
Okay.
We cannot go forward. We cannot go before him in bowing down, prostrating.
Yeah.
Nor can we lag behind.
True.
We have to
go in line.
In harmony.
Yeah.
With the imam.
Yeah.
So in that special relationship with Allah Almighty, what is being taught to us and our children? The unity of command.
Okay.
The following of the imam. So this is what I'm saying.
The
that
power
imam,
of unity, the harmony.
And the following and being in harmony with the imam.
Yeah.
And we are being taught that this harmony, this discipline has to be maintained in all our activities.
True.
It's not just for the congregational prayers.
Yeah.
It is for the sake of the management of the whole society.
All right.
So if we are going to Hajj even, that discipline is there. There's the Amir al-Hajj. There's the leader of the pilgrims who is taking us for that program.
Okay.
If we're going for fast, if we're doing this Ramadan program also, there's someone who's leading us. There has to be a system, management, leadership. Everything requires that. When we talk about imamat in the very general sense, we are talking about worthy leadership. We are talking about people who are competent.
Okay.
As I was saying, God is God because he's worthy of worship because of his because he is worthy of being worshipped because of his attributes.
All right.
If the Holy Prophet is being obeyed, it's because he is
worthy
of it. If the Imam, so if we come down to the lowest levels, we have to be worthy of being parents.
Okay.
And leaders and managers of that small unit.
Yeah.
So wilaya plays a role in each and every aspect of our lives.
Exactly.
Even my relationship with other human beings has to be harmonized with that.
Yeah.
If I love my parents, if I respect my parents, but it is not more than what I do for the imam.
Yeah.
My love of my parents is, yes, wa bil walidaini ihsana, is obedience to God.
True.
But if I have to sacrifice that relationship because of imama, because of wilaya,
I should not hesitate. True.
We'll
discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
Ya muqiy al-khayrat, ya muqiy al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the domains of relationship.
So, yes, we were mentioning that the wilaya is something which has an overarching influence in our lives. If the society has to be developed, our relationship with us, with the society in which we live, has to be under the mantle and the authority of a worthy leader. Therefore, when we talk about this system of wilaya and in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we are experiencing a new model of governance based on the concept of wilaya.
Okay.
It's not something which is just because it is being enforced. No, it is something very rational. When we talk about the faqih, the expert of Islamic law, to be the leader of the society, of the community, it is because he's worthy of it.
Okay.
It's based on competency. And if the leader, if the society is going to develop, and as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, emphasizes and stresses upon the fact that we have to progress, we have to go forward, there comes the role which we have with in the environment.
Yeah.
Let's come to the important thing.
Okay.
The environment, the relationship with the environment, is of a very important nature.
Okay.
Without that, we cannot sustain life. The sustenance of life on this planet is because how we manage our relationship with the environment.
All right.
What is the relationship which any human being has to have with the environment, and especially our children have to be taught about it? Number one is to maintain the environment, to keep it as it is.
All right.
Natural.
All right. Not to pollute it.
Not to pollute it.
All right.
Pollution has many, many
consequences.
I mean, it has many types also.
Yeah.
Whether you're talking about air pollution, you're talking about sound pollution, you're polluting the ozone layer. Today we are facing a very grave situation in this world today.
Yeah.
We, as scientists, are pointing out to the fact that we are, for example, not taking care of the environment. We're not taking care of the furnace fuel that we are using is so much that it is polluting our atmosphere.
Yeah, the greenhouse gases are increasing, there's global warming, and there's much more.
So we have to take care of the environment, we have to protect it.
Okay.
If we want to sustain our lives, if we want to develop the great civilization that humankind is destined for, at the hands of the great savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, Jalalahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, we have to take care of the environment. We have to maintain the environment. We have to protect it.
Yes. So what else we can do to protect the environment, or what else we need to teach our children to protect the environment, to develop a relationship with the environment. I'll ask you all that in another session. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.